because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it.
Good morning. Come on in. The water is fine. I'm just gonna come on in. Just begin to magnify the Lord because He's worthy. Come on now, begin to lift up His name because He's worthy. Not because of what He can do, but just because He's worthy. Come on, just because He is God. Hey, glory, come on now. He is Elohim. He is El Elyon. He is the great I Am. He is the bright and morning star. He is the everlasting Father. Come on now. He is. He is the everlasting Father. Oh, come on now. I want to get this up in your spirit. He is the everlasting Father. Come on now. I'm going to say it again. He is the everlasting Father. And when we begin to understand and begin to relate to Him as Daddy, as Father, as, oh my God, when we begin to see Him in His Father nature, now the devil is in trouble because he was disowned. Oh my God, come on now. He was disowned. He was separated. He can no longer feel the embrace. He can no longer understand what it means to be a part of God's eternal family. Oh, come on, somebody. I want to get this in your spirit. See, you've got something that the devil can no longer connect with. He has no connection with Him as Daddy. He is Abba, Father. He is, oh, come on now. Oh, my God. We can call Him Father. The devil can no longer can. Oh, come on now. When he tried to overthrow, when he tried to rebel against the vision and the will of the Father, Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. Oh, come on, somebody. Are you ready to walk in your sonship? Now, ladies, you understand that when I say sons, it has nothing to do with gender, but it has everything to do with you having an understanding that you are a child. You are the divine offspring of Elohim, the everlasting Father. Come on now, somebody give God a praise. Come on now, somebody let Him know that you rejoice. You have a reason to rejoice, because if you didn't know who your Father was, now you know He is Elohim. Oh, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryan. I know she's not here this morning, but pray for her. Amen. Listen, but But listen, even in this time and season of, as what the world calls, daylight savings time, okay? Listen, Jesus called you the light of the world. So turn the light on even brighter. Oh, come on now. And let's understand a couple of things. Let's take a look at today. Today is the 9th day of March. Let's see here. It's also the 68th day of the year. Let's check this out. Oh my God, March 9th. Okay, first of all, welcome to the early morning hour of power. Okay, today we're going to renew, refresh, and restore your spirit, soul, body, and financial network with the word of God. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with who I am or what the ministry is. It's about you receiving the word of God. The Bible says man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God does man live. So when we begin to get the word of God, now we're getting the power. We're getting the empowerment of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and everything that God represents in our life. Now, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is in you, but something happens when we get the power on you, and that's what we've been dealing with right here in this season, 2025, the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace coming out of 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13. Let's go there. I'm going to read verse 12 and 13 because the Bible says in this 1 Samuel right here, come on now. Hey, glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, my God. Come on now. You better get this in your spirit because the devil is alive. Oh, my God, my God. Listen to what it says. And he sent and brought David in, and now he was ruddy, and he was of good countenance, beautiful to look at, good to look at. He was handsome, but he was small. He was short. He wasn't as tall and built as his older brothers. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. I've come to tell you how glory. Get up, because today God is going to anoint you because he has chosen you. You are the one. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God, my God. Come on now. See, that's it right there. You didn't realize who you were. And when you understand that this word anoint means to smear, to cover, it means to consecrate, separate you unto God. Okay, now, how glory. And this word anoint is the Hebrew word, the mashak of God. Okay, so he said, arise and mashak David. He was anointed. He had glory. Good morning, Chet and Martha. Listen, how glory. When you understand that you were anointed, you were smeared, you've been covered, you've been engulfed, you've been submerged in God's divine grace, our glory, the power to do the purpose, the empowerment of God to fulfill your divine calling in the kingdom. Oh my God. And then the Bible says, and Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his family, in the midst of the community, in the midst of the elders and of the church. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. How glory. Listen, I've come to tell you that if you'll lift your hands right now, and well, first of all, type I receive it, it is so. That God is going to smear and anoint you so you can have the Spirit of the Lord come upon you and begin to do mighty works. The Bible says that signs and wonders follow those that believe. You're about to leave a trail of fire in the kingdom of God. Oh my God. And in fact, let me just find that. Signs and wonders shall follow. signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. Let me get this. Listen, you are the workmanship of his hands. Hey, Keshe Telabakosha. Woo! Let me just find this. But listen, you have been anointed. You've been, that's right. It is so. That's right. Type it in bold letters. Ah, glory. Oh, here it is. Mark chapter 16. I want you to get this because we're going to kickstart your faith. We're going to kickstart your spirit. We're going to kickstart this power of glory, this anointing that God has put on your life, this grace. Mark chapter 16. Check this out. Mark chapter 16. And we're going to start at verse 15. And it says, and he said unto them, this is Mark chapter 16, verse 15 through 17. And he said unto them, go ye, okay, talking about you, go Chet, go Martha, go Michelle, go Missy, high glory, Hikisha, go Doug, high glory, go Hikisha, woo, my God, go you into all the world. Listen, he didn't say the church building. He said, go into all the world and do what? Preach the good news, the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Oh my God. Now listen, this is the last commission. This is the last release that Jesus physically gives them because the Bible says that after he spoke this, he was received into heaven. He said, go you go into all the world, go into your community, go into your workplace, go into the grocery store, go into the MVD, go to wherever you are and tell people the good news that, listen, you don't have to be sick. You don't have, listen, you don't have to be broke. You don't have to walk in fear, doubt, and unbelief. Because Jesus Christ came, died, was buried, and rose again, so you shall be saved. You shall walk. The Bible says that those that believe, these things shall follow. You're not waiting for things to happen. You are activating the power of the grace of God within you. And when you activate this power, things are going to be happening. And you're going to trailblaze. You're going to pioneer. Listen, we are in this ninth day of March, the 68th day of the year. And it says right here, because I put this up in the chat right here. First of all, it says that the number 68 and the significance of March 9th hold deep biblical and prophetic meaning, representing walking in divine favor, stepping into new levels of kingdom impact, woo, and fulfilling God's purpose through his anointed grace. Come on now, are you getting this? You are going to impact the kingdom. Oh my God. Woo, it doesn't. Listen, there in God's kingdom, there is no big eyes and little U's. Come on. Get this. You are significant, and you're going to have a significant impact in the kingdom when you allow God to put his power, his anointing, his grace on you, and you begin to do what he created you to do. Come on, somebody. It says 68 represents strength, favor, and divine establishment. Psalm 68, verse 1. May God arise and may his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. 68 represents divine strength, deliverance, and God's power working on behalf of his people. Understand, he's going to do the work on your behalf. Come on, somebody. It represents a connection to walking in your purpose. God is arising on your behalf, removing all obstacles and preparing you for greater levels of kingdom work. Are you ready for this morning? See, you thought you were just going to be in the background. The number 68 represents a season of transition and restoration. Jeremiah 29:11. Check this out. For I know the plans that I think. I know the thoughts and the plans that I think toward you, declares the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future or an expected end. God has created this day. He created this divine grace. He put the grace of God is his divine essence. It's the very thing. It's the very essence. It's like you can have perfume and cologne, but when you get the oils, those essential oils, it's the concentrated scent, essence of who God is. It's the, you ever had that concentrated cleaner that you had to add water so that way it wouldn't be too powerful? God says, look, there's no need to dilute this. I need to put my concentrated presence on your life. Someone type, I receive it. God was going to put his concentrated essence on your life so you can have signs and wonders follow you. Oh my God. Let me see here. 68 represents the stepping into God's divine plan and restoration. Okay, the number 68 is a call into kingdom leadership. You're all called to be leaders. Okay. Oh my God. The prophetic meaning of the number 68. Come on now, share this broadcast with your people, all right? 68 is a season of open doors and divine assignments. Isaiah 68 says, sing to the Lord, sing praise to his name, exalt him who rides on the clouds. His name is Yehovah, is the Lord. This verse is a prophetic declaration of God making a way for his people. This is a time when doors of opportunity, favor, and divine connection will open for those ready to step fully into their calling. Woo, my God, you have an assignment and calling. The Bible says the gifts of God are without repentance. Woo, my God. The number 68 is a time of supernatural provision and divine grace. And it says in the Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace precedes divine assignments. God gives grace to those he has prepared for great works. Woo! This is a connection to walking in your purpose. Walking in God's purpose is not about striving, but it's about receiving his empowerment, his anointing, and grace to accomplish the task that he has set before you. 68 is a sign of completion, of preparation, and the activation of purpose. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Type it right now. Let me know that you're still with me. Here we go. Joshua 6, verse 8. It says, and after Joshua had spoken to the people, the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant followed them. Joshua led the people into action, which led to the breakthrough at Jericho. Many are now being called to act on what God has been preparing them for. Walk in faith and obedience. This will lead to supernatural breakthrough. Now, here's the biblical and a prophetic connection to the ninth day, okay? March 9th, the third month, the ninth day. 3 and 9, okay? The 3 represents divine completeness or the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. 9 represents the fullness of God's Spirit, fruitfulness, and the birthing of something new in your life. Woo, my God. This represents the season of stepping into completeness, moving in the power of the Holy Ghost, and bearing fruit in God's kingdom. Oh my God, there is so much right here. Oh my God, Hikesha. Woo, my God. Here is a daily. Listen, here is a meditation for today. Proverbs 3. Now listen, God is so good. Proverbs chapter 3. Woo, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. We need to pray for clarity and direction in God's kingdom purpose. Ask the Father to order your steps and remove any distractions from your life. Okay, is also a connection to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I have given you authority and nothing will harm you. This is a time of walking in divine favor and authority. It's also a time of thankfulness and expectation. Sing to the Lord, sing praises to his name, exalt him who rides on the clouds. Okay, I want you to understand that today is your day. Now, this is a different day. I know we're in daylight savings time. You got an extra hour of sleep. I know I did too. But listen, it's time to wake up and walk in your kingdom purpose. Amen. It's time for you to walk in your kingdom purpose, your kingdom, the very thing that God created you to do. Listen, you are an answer to a kingdom problem in the earth. God put the answer in you to answer the problem in the earth for God's people because he empowered you. He anointed you with his divine grace. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. See, when we understand that in this day, now, listen. What the devil meant for evil, God has already turned it around for your good. Romans chapter 8. Let's take a look at this, and we're going to get ready to sow the seed and glory. I'm going to release this prophetic word over your day today. It says, "For we know all things work together for good to those who love God, high glory, and to them who are the called according to his purpose." See, when you understand that you are the called, you are the divinely selected and appointed. Yes, can God get someone else to do what he gave you? Yes, he can. But he divinely selected and appointed you because he created you with a special empowerment to reach the people you're connected to. The Bible says we overcome the enemy with the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Oh, come on, my God. See, there it is right there. See, are you getting this? Yes, you are special in God's eye. Let me release this prophetic word over your life today and we're going to prepare to sow the seed of God. Because the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease. You need to be ready to walk in your kingdom assignment. God has prepared you for such a time as this. Okay. Now the Bible says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. See, when you begin to understand, he's talking about you. I wish above all things that you may prosper. Ah, glory. Woo, my God. He's talking to you specifically. Oh my God. Hey, glory. See, that hit me right there. That hit me right there. When you understand that he knows you by name. Yes, he knows Chet. He knows Martha. He knows Michelle. Come on now. He knows Missy. He knows glory, Patricia. He knows all of you. He knows you all by name, and he hears your voice. Now, will you hear his voice today and do what the kingdom says? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Will you give, so it shall be given? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Come on now. When you understand that this is your time, this is your season to walk in your fullness of God. Look. The 2025 seed. Let me just put this up here. I grabbed the wrong one. It should be the 2025 seed. Here we go. And when you understand that you are sowing into the empowerment of God's divine grace being released in your life, okay? You can do it two ways. One, you can do it into the ministry. By using the PayPal, Restored MININTL. You can use the QR code using your smartphone right there. You can use your Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account with the banking app Zelle by using our Gmail, Restored MININTL at gmail.com. You can also, yes, we are in the technology age. We have the Cash App, and you can use that $ Restored MI. That's the first way to give into the kingdom, okay? Now, today I want you to specifically sow into what's called the Terumah, okay? Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all, first fruits of all things, of every oblation. That word oblation in the Hebrew is Terumah. Of every sort of Terumah shall be the priest. And you shall give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. The second way to sow is by sowing the Terumah directly into the hand of the prophet and priest. Now, I'm the prophet and priest over the ministry. So you can use, I want you to use my Cash App today at $2ProphetMDBryant and sow your 2025 seed. $20.25. Those that can sow $225, or those that can sow $2,025. There's some things that we need to get for the ministry. Listen, we need your support to help push forward the purpose of God in the kingdom. Okay. You can also use my PayPal at Pastor Michael D. Bryant at Gmail, or my Zelle using Michael at rtuproductions.com. But sow your seed and watch what God does on your behalf. Watch how he moves obstacles. Watch, listen, God said, I will destroy nations because of you. When it comes to God's children, he says, I will move mountains. I will destroy anything keeping my children from fulfilling their purpose. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as they sow into this ministry, Father, I thank you, Lord, as they sow the terumah, I speak the blessing of the Lord over their life. How they are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Everything that their hands touch is blessed. I declare and decree by the mercies of God that nothing shall harm them. They shall walk in your power. They shall walk in your grace, and they will fulfill their kingdom purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Listen, thank you for joining in. You can go back to bed and get some more rest, whatever it is. I know it's daylight savings time, so there's going to be more daytime, amen. But listen, walk in the fullness of your purpose and let your light shine to show people where God is. Be blessed.